Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host and I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have an absolutely fabulous show planned for you tonight. And I am so very happy that all of you all are here joining us this evening. And I want you to know that the theme of this show is there's nothing greater than love, ever. There's nothing ever greater than love, and I think that it becomes vitally important that you all pay close attention to that because there is nothing greater than love. We're certainly happy that all of our co-hosts are joining us. A number of our co-hosts are certainly joining us tonight, and we're excited about that. And we're going to go ahead and start because we've got a full show tonight. I don't want to miss anything. I want to be able to get to as many comments as we possibly can get to tonight. And let me go ahead and start welcoming some of our co-hosts back this evening. We're so happy that all the way from the Peachy State that she's back with us. Sometimes, you know, it's clearly obvious when she's missing. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Hello, everyone, and I'm really, really glad to be back with you. Last Thursday, Friday, I was in Florida following my granddaughter basketball team. They was in a national tournament. But I'm glad to be back with you all, and I can't wait to hear everybody's thoughts on tonight's topic. And always remember, Dr. Walker, and I quote, is not just telling stories, but changing lives.
We certainly do appreciate that, Miss J. And Miss J, you know, the next time you come to Florida and don't see me, we're going to have the Florida Highway Patrol. That's how police stop by and ask you, is there a problem, ma'am?
I know. I was in Tampa, Florida, so I might have been a little ways from you. Not sure.
Yeah, about 2 hours from me. But nevertheless, we felt, and you did, you were nice enough that when I was over there in Georgia and you were headed back, you waved at us over there.
Yes, I did.
So we'll tell them to not stop you because you're one of our favorite VIPs.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and welcome in these two. You know, I don't know what to say when we get Miss J on the line. When the two of them are on the show tonight, you all better believe it's going to be an exciting show. And now we're bringing in others because we got the world famous Lady C. Lady C, welcome to tonight's broadcast. And Miss J is back.
Hey, everybody. How is everything? I hope everybody's having like a great week. And did I hear Lady J was in Florida, in Tampa, Florida?
Yes,
that's right. That's right. You're in Florida, and she ain't even come back and say hello to you. You know what I'm saying? That's the Georgia people for you, right?
Yes. You see how they do us Floridians?
Right.
From our side of the town.
Right.
Don't even speak and keep it moving.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. And you know what? Wait till Sir Ben gets on, and he's going to say a word or two, I'm sure, because he's from Florida, too. And see, she doesn't even have her cohort, Ricky, to the rescue tonight. He won't be here tonight to defend the Georgia people, so she's by herself, right?
Oh, no.
Sir Ben, let's go ahead and welcome you to tonight's broadcast. Sir Ben?
Good evening, and happy, happy, thankful Thursday. And you're absolutely right. I am so, like, 30 hot because he had to pass me to get to Tampa, but that's okay. You're always welcome. You're always welcome.
Exactly. And they tell me that Georgia is, you know, they have the countryside of living, and the people are very friendly out there. Here she is, all of us right here in Florida, and she didn't even come out and say hello to not one of us. Isn't that, Miss J, are you ashamed of yourself?
Yes, I am. I apologize. I deeply apologize. I'm going to do better next time.
All right. Okay. But well, we love you anyway, Miss J, and thank you for being here tonight. Let's go ahead and welcome let's go ahead, Pastor Rowe, maybe you can interfere in here and give us some counsel here that how do we forgive Miss J for not saying hello to us coming to Florida?
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You know, as we approach Resurrection Sunday today, it's a great day, and I just heard Georgia was in the house and Florida was in the house, and Georgia the Peach State and Florida the Sunshine State, but the Tar Heel State is in the house. That's North Carolina. And it's great to be here. And I tell you, I just love what you said there, Dr. Walker. Love is nothing better than greater than love, you know. And I'll add to that, is nothing greater than serving one another. And that's one thing that you've done since I've been on. You're all about serving one another, loving one another, serving one another. And so, and that's what's going to make us strong here on the Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm thankful
yes,
so
sir.
Much for
yes,
Sister, Marjorie, Sister Marjorie Cross that invited me to be on the show. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
And we're so glad that she did. Thank you for that. And let's go ahead and bring in, let's see, who else we got? Go Girl. Go Girl all the way from Florida, another Floridian here. Go Girl, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening. Good evening. Yes, I am in Florida, and it seems all our favorite people are from the places I love, North Carolina, Georgia. Wow. Well, I did sneak in Georgia a week ago, and I didn't know many of you. However, the next time I'll be able to connect. But I'm happy to be here, and love does conquer all.
Yes, yes, yes. There's nothing greater than love. We're so glad that all of you all are here, and we're getting ready to get ready and going for tonight's show. What should I do? The question tonight that we're starting out with is, this is our show topic. What should I do when the intimacy and romance is gone from my relationship? I mean, that's some serious stuff. And before we get to the story, I want to first bring in Go Girl. Go Girl, I want to start with you tonight before we even get to the story. I mean, how can a relationship or marriage survive without romance or intimacy? Help me with that.
Well, I haven't had that experience. However, I often think of people that have to adjust and their lives come to a different point when maybe one or the other have become disabled or, you know, we know that as we get older, there are different situations, or I should say cognitive functions that are not as well. We don't function as well. But anyway, I think that what holds those couples together is the connection that they had prior to whatever went on. I know a particular couple at my church, they're so vibrant, but the husband, you know, he had a stroke. He's back on his feet, but he could no longer work. So she's the one working, and she takes him to like a daycare every day. And they are, when you look at them, they are just a model in terms of, you know, holding on to their marriage. Now, I don't know personally what they had to go through, but at some point he couldn't talk and he couldn't walk, but he's doing much better. And, you know, they hold on to each other as though nothing ever happened. So I praise God for an example of commitment regardless of the situation, because the vows do say in sickness and in health.
All right, we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. I mean, Miss A, let me just bring you in here and ask you this question along the same line. Let's say that there's no no health issues related here. What do you do when that intimacy and romance is gone? If it's not related to health, what do you do?
Well, real talk, if the thrill is gone, you know, and you can't get it back, you know, if it's gone. But don't cheat because you can't get it back. But if you can get it back, you can work on getting it back. If you might have some little difficulties, if you say nothing greater than love, love will sustain all. There's so many different ways you can be intimate. Even if you can't start off with the intercourse part or whatever, you know, you can get it back if you still got that love going. It may go away for a while because they may work too much, or when they're home, they don't give you enough time. But if that kind of lifestyle change, and you say, now we got to get our intimacy back, you can get it back. But if that thrill is gone, if you just don't feel nothing for that person no more, I suggest, you know, don't cheat on them, just let it go. The relationship, let it go, because most people start cheating when it's, the thrill is gone.
Okay, and, you know, all right, we're going to ask. Go ahead.
No, I was saying don't cheat, because I don't recommend nobody cheat on, you know, but just let it go. Because it's a struggle, you know, to make that relationship be good without some true intimacy. It's a struggle. It's possible, but it's a serious struggle.
All right. We're gonna certainly ask you to stand by. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, what should I do when romance and intimacy have gone from my relationship? This is a very serious one. Let's go right to the story tonight. A lot to cover in tonight's broadcast. And our characters in tonight's story are Brianna and Calvin. Now, after nearly 4 years, that's 4 years of marriage, Brianna has decided that she has had enough. Prior to marriage, Calvin and Brianna dated for just over 8 months. They only dated for 8 months. They met through a mutual friend who thought that opposites would attract, since Brianna was more of an extrovert and Calvin being an introvert. They're both very attractive. This is very important, y'all. They're both very attractive, and they make a handsome couple. Truth be told, Brianna questions whether or not Calvin is the man for her. They have also tried counseling, which has not worked for them. Although Brianna saw warning signs in the initial stages of their dating, which, of course, he ignored, Calvin did not appear to have a romantic bone in his body then or now. He does not make any attempt at trying to romance Brianna or be intimate with her, despite her efforts in doing her best to set the stage for romance and intimacy. Recently, she met a guy at her local food store who has expressed a dire interest in her. After seeing the guy at the store on several occasions and beginning conversations with him while shopping, they finally exchanged numbers. Brianna told the guy that she was married but not happily, which appeared to open the door for his further advancements. The guy is single and quite a ladies' man, but other than that, he has very little to offer. Brianna is financially set with her husband. Brianna and the guy have had numerous discreet telephone conversations, and clearly they have a lot in common, especially when it comes to their discussions on romance and intimacy, something that Brianna, of course, is obviously missing in her marriage to Calvin. Brianna and the guy have secretly met behind closed doors, filled with romantic kisses, but have desires to go further when the time is right. Brianna is excited with this guy because he gives her attention and the desired affection that she hungers for. Her daily thoughts on him makes her wish that she was not married to Calvin. Interesting. Now she is faced with a serious dilemma to either stay in her marriage to Calvin or leave him for the new guy. The new guy fills her romantic and intimacy needs, as evidence now of their spending a weekend together when she told Calvin that she had to travel for her job. After being with the new guy, she feels like a whole new happy and fulfilled person. I start out this evening, a lady C, by asking you, wow, she feels like a whole new happy and fulfilled person. What do you think, Lady C? I mean, She got her groove. Stella got her groove back, so this lady's getting her groove back.
She sure did get her groove back. And you know what? Homegirl gone. He has snatched. The new guy has snatched homegirl heart in her mind. Maybe not a heart, but he darn so snatched her. You know,
right?
I'm sorry, Calvin, but your girl has been replaced. You have been replaced with another man. Calvin, better
wow.
get it together.
Uh-huh, yeah. You know, so now, Missy, I want to bring you in here. And I know you said let it go. You know, you mentioned don't cheat, let it go. Miss J, I mean, Stella got her groove back. This sister, Brianna, got her groove back now. But, I mean, now she's facing a dilemma whether to leave her husband, who she's financially set with, or go with the new guy who doesn't, other than romance and intimacy, he doesn't have much to offer.
You know, what hit me when you was reading this story, Calvin, he has no interest in ladies. Brianna need to check that out. They dated 8 months and got married, so she's been dealing with it, trying to hold her marriage together. She didn't have the intimacy even during that 8 months, but she was in love with him. What man? And they both attracted to, and she's attracted? What man?
Yeah.
Come on. With the blood flowing in his body. It's not going to be want her sometime or really want to be intimate. My thing, Brianna, this is a good case of let it go.
But wait a minute, Miss Jane. How are you going to say let it go when she's financially set with her husband, but this guy, I mean, you know, some people might say, well, can I have my cake and eat it too? So,
well,
I mean, you're going to let financial
I'm not
security...
saying that this guy is a guy. She can go ahead and have her little, what's the word they say, the little throb in the sheets or whatever they be having. You know, with this guy for now, she look for the guy with some money later on. But as far as Calvin is concerned, she need to let that one go.
Wow.
You know, if she want a intimacy life, a romantic life with the one she loves, Calvin is not the one. And this guy might be good for right now. You know, you love the one you're with right now. But,
I love that. We're going to ask you to stand by just a second. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can certainly listen to us online at drjessewalker.com. Let's go to Benny from the block. Benny from the block. And then we're going to go to Goger in a moment. Pastor, stand by. Benny from the block. I mean, you got security over here, but you got love and romance over there. You going to give up the security for the love, I mean, the affection, the romance, the intimacy?
Well, let's just get back down to basics. When you decided to marry this person, you married for better or worse, sickness and health, richer or poor, to death do you part. So if you just go back to the basics, sometimes you have to deny yourself some of the things that you want as an individual for the greater good of that which is your commitment to that person. And I think a lot of times we miss that. We spend all our lives going through making adjustments and things. You get a job that you don't like. Yeah, I don't like this job, but I'm going to stay on it until I can find a better job. You find something in your children's life that's not right. Yeah, I'm going to stay on them until they get better. You find something that you don't like to eat. Yeah, I'm going to eat this until I can do better. Everything in our lives is an adjustment. Why can we not make adjustments with our spouses and when there's situations that occur and come above? I have come to the conclusion that if you live long enough, some of the things that you think physically and physicality that's important, if you have a genuine love for somebody, love conquers all. I'm going to say it again. Love conquers all.
All right, we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Go, girl. I mean, there's no romance, you know, but there's finance. What do you do with that?
I believe that she needs to look at herself a little bit closer and go into deep thought about what it is that she really wants, because with the situation that she's in, even if it's not there, maybe she's just you know, going through a phase of I'm not interested because it's so much going on, and the internet and social media, and we tend to see so much that we become uninterested very quickly, or how do our young people say, bored. So I think you have to be careful about what you're just wanting rather than what you need. And what's the young lady's name, Brianna? I think that she may need to take a step back for a minute and look at herself. Sometimes we need to be with ourselves to really understand what it is we really want. But when we give into all the extra, we're just so inundated with samples of what we could do, we want to kind of sample it all.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. I mean, come on now. They dated for 8 months. She ignored the warning signs. Okay, yeah, everybody makes a mistake. And then she jumped the broom or whatever. She got married. So, but now, I mean, she's having herself. The woman is hungry for romance and intimacy. I mean, come on now. I mean, so if we take a step and look back, look in the mirror, how many times are we going to look in the mirror? And there's an old movie that talks about this here. Can the mirror change things? Or we, the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, we have to make that change. Pastor
Roll,
what do you think?
Well, I tell you, we've said a lot, and it's interesting what everyone has said. And, of course, you know, I know that somebody needs to experience a positive change and they need a relationship makeover, you know. But I'll say this, and we know the vows and all of that that has been mentioned, you know, but perseverance and persistence means a lot, you know. You have got to have that spirit. I will persist, you know, until I succeed. And intimacy is a byproduct of romance, you know. You romance first, and like you started the show off by saying, you're talking about love, you know, is the principal things, you know. But I'll just close out by saying perseverance, 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 and never giving up. And it's a song they used to be saying, I don't know whether by Sam Cooke way back yonder. It's been a long time coming, but I know,
yeah.
I know that a change is going to come, you know. So we got to be persistent, persistent, persistent. And we are, as a race of people, it's because we didn't quit, we didn't give up, but we persisted and persisted and persisted. And with the person that said, I have a dream. So on that note, I'll pass it back on to you, Dr. Walker.
Pastor Will, I'm going to pass it back to you by asking you this question. So are you telling me then, that somebody that's hungry, I mean, how long can you stay in the wilderness without food? How long can you stay out there without expect to survive? I mean, seriously, see, we can theoretically look at these things and say, on the other side, right, because we're looking at somebody else's life, and it's easy to perhaps judge somebody else's life, but then if that was us, it becomes a whole different ballgame, an entirely different ballgame, when we are faced with that situation ourselves. So you might say to somebody, hang in there. A change is going to come. But sometimes you got to be the person to make that change. That's the role. I mean, does God, he gives us free will. If it's not working, why would you stay in it? You know, now she's been in almost 4 years, or just over 4 years. But why would she spend another 4 years of her life and it's not working for her? Why? Would you want your child to do that, Pastor Roll, honestly?
Well, you have to endure hardness as a good soldier. I got to kind of hit scripture. Endure hardness as a good soldier. You're talking about what you do when you're hungry. Well, man, do not live by bread alone, you know,
right,
but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We got to lock in, laser beam focus on the word of God, and we got to endure hardness as a good soldier. We are soldiers of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know. So it's all about faith, perseverance, and holding on with hope. And that'll
okay.
bring about a change.
So Pastor Roll, I got to ask you this question. And you can certainly say pass. You'd rather pass and not answer it.
I'm not going to pass.
Okay, good. All right. So Pastor Rose, say you have a daughter that Brianna is your daughter. Now, and she's like, Dad, you know, Dad, she hates to tell you this, but Dad, there's nothing happening. You know, the finance, but there's no romance. Dad, you know, come on now. She's 27. What do you say to her? She's not like 85, 87. She's 27.
Well, I want to deal with the practicalities of life. I know the practical things, but with me, where I'm at today as a minister of the gospel, minister of the word, I would say, honey, just hang in there. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Look to God. God will give you the strength to persevere and endure. You know, and I have to get back. I think it was someone had mentioned about, you know, you got to hang in there. You know, look what Christ did on the cross as we approach this Resurrection Sunday. He endured hardness. I mean, he didn't give up. He didn't quit, but he hung there. And so hang in there. He hung there. And I just tell my baby, when I say my baby, my little daughter, Brianna, hang in there. Hang in there. God will bring you through. So that's
okay,
the key word for tonight. Hang in there.
Right. So, Pastor Rowe, we know that there's nothing greater than love. So the fact of the matter is you tell her to hang in. I must be a totally different man from God. I mean, I probably am because I don't know, or either I'm another planet because I see it totally differently. But so you're saying to me, when you say that this is could be a form of abuse, if Calvin is deliberately being this way because that's not his sexual preference or whatever it is, could this be a form of abuse, yes or no?
I would just say it could be a form of abuse, but look what our Lord and Savior endured on the
yes.
cross. He was
so
abused.
That is,
and,
right. So the other portion of that is, if you're saying that that could be a form of abuse, so if now, again, if we say this was your daughter's situation, of course, we God forbid it's not. But then if this is a form of abuse, so now let's say your daughter, the man is slapping her all up inside down the head, but yet, you know, when he gets drunk, and then now when he's sober, he's like, baby, I'm sorry. He bring her flowers. I couldn't control myself. Now, Pastor Rowe, does that change the dynamics of your thinking?
Well, the dynamics of my thinking is what the person, as we approach Resurrection Sunday, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, period.
So your daughter is getting slapped upside the head by this
Father,
man.
Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness. I'm going to stick straight to the laser beam as we approach Resurrection Sunday. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Okay, so
and
if
God
it wasn't resurrection, would it be any different?
Well, what did he endure? He endured the cross, despising the shame, and everything
daughter,
that happened to him.
Bro, I am a totally different man because you ain't hitting my daughter. You know, and then, well, let me move on, you all. Thank you, Pastor Rowe. We certainly appreciate your thoughts. Miss J, we're going to bring you in here. Before we go to you, Miss J, y'all got to rescue me tonight because I'm thinking, I mean, it's like, Miss J, and maybe Pastor Rowe, I mean, we talk about forgiveness. If Brianna is 27 and she's depriving herself because, you know, of what people may have wanted to interpret the Bible to her. When this is a young woman, 27, Miss Jane, what do you say if this is a young lady that you know?
You know, with all due respect to everything that everybody's saying, and, you know, I'm the one that has most faith in all the world, but we are man on earth. We are not God. We are not Jesus. We sin all over the earth. We do all kinds of things, but no man on earth here is perfect. And number
right.
one, and then also, all marriages are not ordained, might be using the wrong word, by God. Some marriages
right.
do not
right.
have good intent.
Right.
This is one I feel with not good intent. She saw them warning signs and all this and this. Why would this child, 27 years old, and why would you want your child to live an unhappy life with something that it is said and written and shown and everything? This man don't want you intimately at all. That means you have to live in all these years of marriages unhappy, possibly bring up some kids if they ever get intimate, you know, in an unhappy life. And she just living her life unhappy. Why would you want anybody to do that? You know, number one, the warning sign was there, 8 months. She married, I don't even know what reason why she even married him. Maybe because she just wanted a man with the same income. Her, she wasn't thinking. She was young, wasn't thinking. She made a mistake. We are human. We make mistakes. And this is one that she don't need to go through the rest of her life with this man. Why? Why? You know, why does she have to endure that? Get out of it. She needs to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. So, Ms. J, obviously you're from that same planet I'm from. So because that's how I'm thinking. I have tremendous faith. But, and we got an upcoming show on, are we exercising foolishness in what we call faith? But let's just go on here. Lady C, I got to bring you in here because I need to take a blood pressure pill because I'm hyped up with this one here. Lady C, am I thinking, is me and Ms. J balanced with the planet we come from?
I'm going to say this, okay? You know, I do understand, that the scripture that the Dr. Roll is saying, they know not what they do. But when it comes to beating someone, I feel you do know what you're doing. When you put your hands on someone, you have made a choice. You know, you have a choice to hit that person. You have a choice to walk away from that person. You know, I am not the person that feels like, everybody is when you get married to that person, that's the one you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. Because for one, in my opinion, I feel like just like Lady J says, we get married to sometimes the wrong person, the wrong individual. And because the marriage certificate says, we married, it doesn't mean God says we're married. You know, when God joined two people together, let no man take you under or pull you apart. But the thing is, it has to be a marriage from God, not a marriage from ourselves. A lot of us get married based on convenience. And if you're one of the ones that get married based on convenience and you getting beat up, you getting cheated on, don't be afraid to walk away. Don't sit there and lower your standards just to be with a guy or a woman. Walk away.
Right. That's Lacey. We certainly do appreciate, and we respect all the comments, and we respect all the comments, even when we agree to disagree or don't even agree at all. And I just want to say, oftentimes you'll hear me say on this show, and this is humbly my opinion and respectfully my opinion, I believe the institution of marriage is of God, but not every marriage is ordained by God. That's just my personal opinion. I believe the institution of marriage is of God, but not every marriage is ordained by God. Because I just can't see someone abusing someone. Love is not supposed to hurt. I can't see somebody, whether it's mental abuse or physical abuse, and in this case with Calvin and Brianna, if there's nothing wrong with Calvin, then to me, that's abuse in that marriage. That's just my opinion, y'all. Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here. Benny from the Block, and go, girl, we're going to come in with you in just a moment and take some other calls. Benny from the Block, what's your take on this?
Well, I don't believe anybody should. First of all, I don't believe anybody should ever put their hand. And I understand that this happens, and I understand the emotions involved in these things. So I'm never going to condone that. Now, when you are deciding to get married, you have a group of people around you. You have a mother, a father. You have friends. You have people that you can go and get counseling. You know, you used to counsel everybody before they got married, and if there was something that was wrong or popped up in that counseling, they would tell you to put your wedding on pause until you get that worked out or resolved. Well, we don't really do that anymore. But as a result, we've lost some of our counseling as opposed to making one of the biggest decisions of your life. When you're marrying somebody, you are making a lifetime decision. And I understand that Moses was given a paper, a rule. He asked, God, can we dissolve or give papers of divorce? I understand why he did that and why it was done. But the point is, we all grow. Who we are at 20 is not who we are at 30 and 40. Who we are at 30 and 40 is not who we are at 60 and 70. I have learned through watching and experience and having conversations with people in all aspects of life that one thing is consistent. We all grow. We all change. We go through ups and downs, back and forth, and we adjust. And then if you're fortunate enough to get into your 50s and stay together, when you get 60, you'll realize that you sort of do need someone to help you as you go into your senior years. Not as a helper than a helper, but as a person just to have the comfort of knowing that this person loves me, irrespective of your relationship, irrespective of your sexual encounter, just the fact that you have someone that you can talk to and love and you can share all your memories with. And so we have gotten into a society where we've deleted that, and that's okay. That's your choice. Like you said, everything is a choice. Everything we decide is a choice. So if we're going to bring God into it after the choice, then there's things that we're going to have to suffer through. My question is, don't bring God in after. Bring God in before to help you make a good choice to take you through. All of us have had experiences in marriages and life, and I'm sure if we just sat back a little bit and said, I wonder if I had asked God about these things, could it have changed the trajectory of my life with my spouse?
So, Sir Ben, are you saying then that there are no marriages that are lasting today, or all the marriages lasting today that have asked God to give them the go-ahead for that marriage? And are you saying that the ones who may have not asked God, they're the ones having the problems?
No, what I'm saying is, plain and simple, somehow, some way, God comes up in that relationship. Whether it's like, oh, God, why did I marry him? Or thank you, God, for giving me a great spouse. Or, oh, God, what was I thinking? Either way, God's going to come up in that relationship. I'm just suggesting if we bring it up before we get married, it's a greater possibility we can have a different outcome. Because now when you come through your difficulties in life, which you will, all of us do, we're going to go through difficulties, married, single, not married, whatever. We're going to all go through those difficulties. But my mother and father used to always say, two heads are better than one. That means you got two people working on something together with the same goals, the same directions, the same focuses. Then you have a greater chance and a greater ability of having a successful, I didn't say without difficulty, a successful relationship with someone that you could truly love. And I'm going to say this quickly. Love is not something that happens immediately right away. Love is developed over time. You'll find out over time that you love your children one way, but your grandchildren, you love them a totally different way than you love your kids, your children that you raised, you bore, you bought through you. How is that possible that we can love somebody else that we didn't birth our own selves greater than the ones that we actually birthed ourselves? So love is a developing process that occurs over time. And time goes on, you will find greater and greater development of love within oneself, because as you love oneself, you have an even greater love for your spouse, your significant other, your children, your grandkids. It just grows and grows and grows. And let me tell you this, Lady C, you are an absolute diamond, and whoever gets you is going to get a great, 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 great return.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. So let's go ahead as we continue here with our Diamond Lady C. Let's take a look here. I want to bring in Go Girl. Go Girl, in terms of this, I mean, the intimacy, the romance is gone. And I don't know, this is a hot one tonight, because I'm just thinking God's given us free will, free choice. And I can assure you all, before we take on any title of calling ourselves, whether it's Christian or whatever role we call ourselves, we are human first. And with that element of being human, which means we're subject to error, we're subject to fallacies, we're subject to changing our mindset, we're subject to getting it wrong, we're subject to making a mistake. So when we make a mistake, the question becomes, do we stay in that mistake because we think that this is what God wants for me, to stay in this abusive situation? And I've heard numerous ministers even say, And I know one of them personally, that his daughter was in an abusive relationship. He went and got his daughter and took her out of that relationship and said, not my daughter, not my daughter. And me, I would not tell anybody to stay in anything that's abusive. That's abusive. For better or worse, in my, as we may all interpret that differently, for better or worse, to me does not mean you subject yourself to abuse when you don't have to. For better or worse, to me, means if someone has become, an illness has taken over, or somebody else has more money than the party you have money with. These are extenuating circumstances, but fall within maybe the natural element of life. It doesn't mean that you run out there because you're leaving your partner or your significant other, your spouse, who has now an illness. That's for better word. But if that person is abusing you, go, girl, come on in. Come on in. I don't want to talk too much.
Can you all hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I will not condone abuse in any form. And, of course, if this person is physically or mentally abusing an individual, I do not believe you should stay for that abuse. And I say this because the person could possibly start having mental issues themselves and literally hurt the other person physically, or, you know, could almost kill the person. So, no, but I believe each person knows when it's time to leave. In that situation, in an abusive situation, the person is hitting and you know, beating you up. Even if they're, you know, verbally abusing you on a regular basis. No, you should not stay in that because you're literally allowing your body to be violated. And our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you're beating me up daily, it's no way I'm going. I can call on God, but I am not rendering my body to that type of abuse. No.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. There's also the issue of alienation of affection. That's very important, you all. If you're not getting that affection and the intimacy is gone, the romance is gone, what else do you have left? Okay, they buy you a nice purse. She buys you a nice wallet, buys you nice underwear, clothes. I mean, that's material things. The intrinsic needs must be met. We're going to ask you to stand by. We got some comments that we're going to be going to. But first, before we go to the comments, we're going to do a 20-second commercial break. We're bringing in Sister Marjorie, Sister Marjorie Cross. Thank you so very much for joining us, Ms. Cross. Good evening. All right, perhaps she's not there right now. We're going to go back live to Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, we're going to give you this first comment that has come into the studio tonight. We're going to give you this first comment, and the party writes in. Let's go there now, live. Okay, here we go. This first one, it says, reference to tonight's show, what should I do when the intimacy and romance is gone from my relationship? In my opinion, if there is no intimacy in the relationship, then what is the point of being together in the relationship? I'm just saying. That's their question. Pastor Rowe, what do you say about that? Pastor Rowe? Okay, perhaps Pastor Rowe is not there.
Okay, I had it on mute. I just want to say the comment that Bennett from the Block made was just absolutely positive when he referenced Lady C. And what Lady C said is walk away, you know. And I wouldn't want my daughter to endure physical abuse, you know. Don't put your hands on my daughter, you know. But Lady C say walk away, you know. And I'm not going to stand and let my daughter go through physical abuse. You know, walk away. You know, as the Lord said, put away your sword, Peter. If you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword, you know. And the Lord will fight your battles. And as they deceive, say, walk, he fights your battles when you just walk away. Don't put up with this physical abuse stuff, you know. And so now back to what you were just saying about the call that you just got in is that we have to, you know, intimacy, I mean, it's tough, you know. You got to be strong in the faith, you know, because if you're going without, that's a very important, you know, to keep life going, you know. It's tough, you know, and you got to really, really pray and ask the Lord to give you strength to endure. That's all I got to say about that, Dr. Walker.
All right, give you strength to endure. Miss J, I want to bring you in. Miss J, the strength to endure. So at 27, you're supposed to endure and nothing is happening in there and stay with this man forever, Miss J? I mean, Miss J, really?
Well, the good book said be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Okay, we always saying, okay, we're not going to have sex for marriage, so therefore we wait till we get married and we have sex. Okay, let's have that sex. Now we married. So you going to deny me of that affection, that sex once we got married? That whole thing is confused. You know, that's the purpose. You know, we posted the intimacy is I'm going to give a percentage, but as far as I'm concerned, it might be 80% of it because I don't want to be in a affectionless relationship. You know, that's just like, I really can't pick that. I'm married to you. You know, that's the purpose of getting married. You know, everybody want to wait till they married for sex, but then you get married and you don't, you know, get you don't be intimate. So what's the
you
point?
Know, there's an
I
old
agree.
Saying
the
out
point?
Here. They say, if you want sex, don't get married. If you don't want sex, get married. Because they're saying that the people who are not married have more sex than the ones who get married. I don't know. They just have that out there. But certainly, you know, I mean, when we're talking about the intimacy is gone, you know, this is a tough one here tonight. Let me go to the phone line. Missy, I want you to stay with me just for a second here. Let me go back to the same question that the guy mentioned. He said, in my opinion, if there's no intimacy in a relationship, then what's the point of being together in a relationship? So what is the point? Is there a point, really, by being there if there is no intimacy going on? Is it just good to just say that, oh, I'm married. I'm married for 20 years. I'm married 27 years. But nothing's going on. Okay, you had your babies way back then, but nothing's going on. Miss J, do you, I mean,
I don't see
making
the point of being married because if you just want to be together for a partnership or to get to be financially able where your money to grow in the business, you don't have to get married for that. So why are you getting married? You get married to start a family, to grow together, to live that family style life, husband, wife, children, and love is in there. And how can you not display love? What if you have children? How are the children going to live in a household when the parents don't even love each other? They don't even touch each other. You just have the children, I guess for tax purpose, I don't know. But
a loveless marriage. Let me bring, we're going to actually stand by Ms. J. Let me bring Lady C in. Lady C, this party writes in. She says, if you do not have a terms of endearment name for your significant other that's any different from the terms of endearment name that you call others, they also refer to others, then how does that make you any special in their eyesight? In other words here, I mean, it's like he may even be calling her a sweet name. She may be calling him a sweet name. But there's no real intrinsic terms of endearment. So, Lady C, what do you do with that?
Well, I feel like, you know, when it comes to intimacy, first you got to ask yourself, how long has it been since I was last intimate? You know, or we
right?
were last intimate. You know, some
okay.
people go from when they're dating to, you know, getting it in every day, sometimes 2, 3, 4 times a day, to once a week, to now once a month. Now, what happens when you get to, if you start getting to a year, once twice out of the year, then, yeah, maybe your marriage is over. But the thing is, you don't have to always count your marriage out either, because when you're dating someone, you're giving your all. Sometimes if the both of you just start switching that marriage up and start dating each other again, that will turn that intimacy on. Because if you are not intimate with your other party, that means something they're doing is turning you off. So they need to switch it and figure out how to date again.
Okay, excellent. That's a very good point.
I told you about Lady C.
Yeah, she is a diamond in the rough.
She made an excellent point. She made an excellent point, and that's what I was trying to get across, that she made an – thank you, Lady C. She made a point. She said, when you see something not going a certain way, that is when the time you need to switch it up. Because she is an excellent helpmate, and I'm going to say this again, helpmate. She's a helpmate from the beginning. She don't become a helpmate after she gets married. She's a helpmate in her existence. She would help in the situation to turn it around. Hey, she'll probably say, hey, sweetheart, let's start going on dates again. Hey, let me start walking around. Let me start doing this. Let's start going to the beach. Let's start having these romantic getaways. Let's do these rendezvous. She's going to help him be better at who he is. And that's what her whole existence is for, is to help make our lives, us dumb men, better at what we do. And so that's what I'm saying, because she understands her role. She's better at helping us understand what we're not doing to help us move closer to what we should be doing.
Right, but in addition to that, it has to go both ways. And we're almost out of time. We're going to let Ms. J close us out tonight. We're almost out of time, but that has to go both ways, meaning
both ways.
Even if Brianna, because they've had counseling and it's not working for them, if Brianna's reaching out and Calvin is not receptive to this, then, you know, she can only go so far. Help meets her. The parties helping each other. It's not just one-sided. The parties are helping each other to come to a happy medium point. And so if she's doing the work, the effort, and the story tells us that despite her putting her effort in to even set the stage for romance and intimacy, this guy is just clearly ignoring that. That is abuse. No matter how you look at it, ask any clinical therapist, they will tell you that's abuse in the marriage. And there's no reason, there's no justification for that. And so let me go to this next comment here.
So
go, girl.
Because we're almost out of time.
We'll come back to you in a minute. Go, girl. This comment is, if there is no intimacy in your relationship and it's not based on a medical condition, then why are you wasting your time in the relationship? Go, girl. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, I can't. We always have a scenario of you know, it's just black and white. And as the gentleman said, we may need to help each other. It may be something else going on. A medical condition is not necessarily one that's physical. It could be a mental situation. But even if the person is having, you know, a breakdown, they're not going to be able to participate probably in things like that, because their depression is taking them away from perhaps being intimate or wanting to have that intimacy. I can't say for sure. We just, you know, saying on top. But, and someone also said, the intimacy doesn't have to be so much physical. It's also a mind thing that a couple or individual should have that should push them into a different mindset if they're having to go to not having physical intimacy, if there's a situation. But if there's not any intimacy, I know men need that. Somehow that woman is going to have to, usually men need it, women do too, but somehow they're going to have to come together to have something that is going to be able to fulfill their physical needs on that level, or I don't see how they will just continue in, you know, for the rest of their lives, unless there was something else there. But it has to be it has to be a deep connection that moves them along even without that.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor, we're going to bring you in for this next comment. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by momentarily. This next comment, Pastor Ro, I want to be able to bring you in because we're going to try to get to Texas as well. This party says, I know a couple who has been married for more than 27 years, and it appears they only put up a good front because of their church involvement. They say Jesus keeps them together, but they have claimed to not be in love anymore. They're together just because Jesus keeps them together. Pastor Ro, what do you say to that? 27 years of marriage. They're not in love with each other. They say Jesus keeps them together. What are your thoughts on that? Quickly, please.
Well, that's a tough one. And then, you know, everybody got their own perspectives and things like that, you know. But it's better to marry than to burn. You got to I don't know how to respond to that. It depends upon the individuals. You know, you got to have the desire to be together, you know, for the Lord to keep you together. So that's my short opinion on that.
All right. Thank you. We're going to ask you to stand by. A break with Sister Marjorie. Ms. Croft, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was here. I was on mute. That's what.
Okay. All right. We're going to give you a break.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and Pastor Roll, and to all your co-hosts. Very interesting show. I was listening all along. Okay, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world, Isagenix, and I'm also the assistant sponsor director on the Dr. Walker Show. We have many products that may be able to help you with any health conditions, and you could give me a call at 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223, or you could visit the website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. God bless you all, and have a happy Easter.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to try to go to North Carolina. We're going to try to go to Texas, but we're going to ask you all to be brief because Ms. Jay is going to be closing us out momentarily. Let's go to North. Let's first go to Texas. We're going to ask you to be 20 seconds or less, you all, please. We're going to give you, I think we have Ms. Lewis on the phone. Ms. Lewis's next comment comes in, and the party says, I have a girlfriend who claims there is no romance or intimacy in her marriage, and she only stays because of her three children. Is she fooling herself? That's the question. Ms. Lewis, go ahead, please.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. 20 seconds, please.
Good evening, everyone. Well, if there is no romance, first of all, both of them have to look in their lives and see what's going on and, address it with each other and find out what they can do to bring back some romance into the relationship.
All right. Very good. Thank you. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to North Carolina. We've got Christy on the line here. This will be the last time.
Yes, I am.
Christy, the party says, what should I do when the intimacy is gone in my relationship? She says, in my opinion, it's the intimacy that keeps the relationship going. Otherwise, what's the point? Christy, give us your thoughts on that quickly. 20 seconds, please.
Well, everybody need love. God is love, so we all need love, too. A lot of people don't want to go their separate ways because they don't want people talking. So God is love, so we need love as well.
All right, on that note, we are clearly out of time, you all. We're going to switch it over now to Ms. Jay, who's going to close us out on that question. What should I do when the intimacy or romance is gone from my relationship? Help us, somebody. Ms. Jay?
Okay. If the intimacy has slowed down in your relationship, remember what Dr. Walker always says, there's nothing greater than love. And my feeling is when you love each other, and because love can overcome all, and if your intimacy is not in one way, there are so many other ways that you can show your expression of love to your partner. especially if you love them. You just spice it up a little bit. But if the thrill is gone and there's no interest in intimacy, I would say, my opinion, let it go, especially if intimacy is important to you. And I feel that no one should be unhappy in a relationship with someone because of that, because that can be a form of abuse. And always remember that your feelings should be important to you.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. Listen, I want to thank all of you all for joining us here tonight. We certainly appreciate having all of you all online with us. Please tell your friends about us. We'll be back here next Thursday. Listen, tomorrow night you'll want to join us. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's spiritual show. The topic will be, do you think God gives? We got a lot of noise in the background. I don't know what they're coming out. Okay. Do you think God gives man supernatural powers today? Tomorrow night's topic is, do you think God gives man supernatural powers today? Listen, join us here tomorrow night. Of course, if you choose Bart to bypass our night show, we'll be back here live next Thursday with a topic that will, this is probably going to be one of the top topics next week that we've had on this show in almost 13 years. Listen, until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody. There's nothing greater than love. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Nothing greater than love.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Pastor Rose. Good night, all the co-hosts. I enjoyed the show. It was great. God bless you all.
And Sister Lewis, your comments were short, but I tell you, it was powerful in the little short time you had. I always enjoy listening to your comments.
Praise God.
Enjoy you all, and enjoy all the closing and everything. So God bless you all. Have a nice resurrection Sunday when it comes. God bless you all.
God bless you all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.